USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The House passed legislation Wednesday cracking down on anti-Semitism 320-91 amid ongoing pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. The bill requires the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for enforcing anti-discrimination laws. Critics fear it's too broad and could lead to censorship. Its fate in the Senate is uncertain. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. President Biden is facing criticism from some quarters who argue that he's not forcefully addressing instances of anti-Semitism at some of the demonstrations. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. In particular, and as I noted earlier, readings on inflation have come in above expectations. It is likely that gaining such greater confidence will take longer than previously expected.
The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66, according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Arizona State Senate has overturned a long-standing Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans crossed the aisle to support the measure alongside Democrats. Last month, the state Supreme Court revived a law from 1864. This is USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Donald Trump will be able to attend his son Barron's high school graduation. USA's Corey Myers has more.
Judge Juan Merchan told the court that he didn't think the May 17th date of the graduation was a problem. It's not clear if Trump just won't be in court that day or if the trial won't be happening on that Friday. Barron Trump goes to a private high school near Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida.
Ford is recalling more than 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks due to tail lights that fail to illuminate, as reported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall affects specific Maverick models from 2022 to the present year. The issue stems from the vehicle's body control module potentially deactivating one or both rear tail lights inadvertently. Dave & Buster's will soon offer customers the option to bet on arcade games. Adults aged 18 or older who are loyalty members of the arcade will be able to place $5 wagers on games like Hot Shots Basketball and Skee-Ball. The new technology from Lucra, a gamification software company, is expected to be available in the coming months. The move comes amid a significant increase in sports betting across the U.S. And Live Nation will celebrate Concert Week once again, offering $25 tickets to hundreds of shows. The specially priced tickets will be on sale from May 8th to May 14th while supplies last. More than 900 artists will participate in the Concert Week deal. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.